What would you do in this situation, Santa and Raven? This past weekend, I took Dakota to her first like socialization tumbling class. It's like one of those places where they go and they play with each other and they sing songs, things like that.
Okay. Right. It's like a preschool thing.
You know, right. It's like a 45-minute
thing. I hear socialization and I think of like you take the dogs to the dog park and make sure they don't bite anybody else.
Well, this is
actually kind of the same thing.
Very similar.
Okay, good.
So we're all excited. This is the first time she's in a situation like that.
Sure.
You know, she doesn't spend a whole lot of time around other babies and it's, you know, it's time. And there are a lot of other parents there, and there are a lot of other children there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one dad, and his son is, I would say, probably about a year and a half, and he's a tank. He's a little tank,
He's big boned.
Yeah.
He's big boned. He's a husky boy.
But he's cute, you know?
Right.
But he's running around.
So are puppies.
Yeah. And he's pushing the other kids over.
You can't
now,
have that.
But so the father doesn't say to his kid or grab his kid and be like, no, little, whatever your name is.
Right, right. That's not how we socialize.
This is what he does instead.
Gonna have to put the muzzle back on.
He goes to the kid who's now crying, laying out on the floor, on the mat, and he goes, you're okay.
Oh, don't tell
you're
my kid.
Okay.
Don't tell my kid that the kid's okay.
Oh my gosh.
If your kid is a brute.
The first time it happened, and I was like, huh.
Right. Maybe dial your kid back a little bit if he's out here jumping off the line like a linebacker.
Right. But he just continues to chase after him, and here comes the kid again, and he goes up to another kid. And pushes him down.
Right.
And I go, oh,
now
this
time.
Now
that kid starts crying.
Now this kid is on the ground and the parents run over and the father looks, you're okay. And I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
What? Tell your kid.
So we're just endorsing assault here now, sir?
Right.
That's what we're doing? We're just teaching him that this is all right.
Now it's bubble time. And bubble time is a special time in this class because the kids are pumped.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, there's a bubble time.
Okay.
So now the bubbles are floating everywhere and
right.
The kids got their hands and they're trying to catch the bubbles and everybody's all excited.
So it's already pandemonium. I mean, obviously, people are already, they're flustered for this time.
And the kid pushes another kid.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dad looks, and I kid you not, goes, you're okay. And now I'm wondering why no parent is saying anything to this
kid.
Can
I just ask one question before you continue? Where is the owner of this facility? Doesn't the owner have some sort of, wouldn't there be a supervisor, like a lifeguard?
Well, there's a lady. Like, there's a lady in charge.
She doesn't say anything. She's letting it all play out.
In her defense, there's a lot of kids and there's a lot of parents, and you really should be watching your own kids, which he is. He's chasing after him.
Right.
But he just keeps saying.
But he's just apologizing for him.
You're okay.
Right. That's it.
He's not apologizing. He's just saying that to the other kid. So now it's cleanup time.
Mm-hmm.
The music's playing in the background. The kids are dancing. They're cleaning up.
This is like a real thing? They play this when it's cleanup time?
The cleanup song.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. To clean up. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So now all the kids are cleaning up.
Right.
And I'm waiting for the opportunity because I'm almost like.
I thought that cleanup song was going to keep going. All right.
I was like. If he pushes Dakota down,
right.
I'm going to be the parent that comes in. I'm going to say, don't tell her she's okay.
Right.
Right?
You already told done 4 or 5 kids in here they're all right.
He didn't push Dakota over. Probably because Dakota's a tank herself.
Right.
And she could probably push back.
Right.
But he didn't. And all I kept thinking is, would you have said to that parent, stop telling these other kids, you're okay.
Right.
And said to him, control your kid. Or do you kind of keep to yourself and you just kind of move on because they're kids and that's what they do?
Here's the thing. I try and give the kid a benefit of the doubt for a few minutes. But what happens is ultimately, if I see it continue, I'm in a volcano.
1-800-330-9999. If it wasn't your child that was being pushed over by the kid, would you get involved and say something to the parent or not?
Clean up. Everybody clean up.
Everybody clean up. That's the jam right there.
It is the jam. I was really excited this past Saturday. We had brought my daughter Dakota to the first like socialization tumbling class. All the mats, they climb,
It's like doggy daycare, but for kids. I mean, that's the way that I understand it, as you told me. They got to learn to be social so they don't bite anybody.
Santa and Raven. But there's this one parent, one kid, and it was a dad. And the kid was probably a year and a half, just a little linebacker, real cute kid.
Big kid, stocky kid, running around having a good time, but knocking everybody over.
Knocking them to the ground. And the father, instead of grabbing his son, would look to the kid on the ground, who inevitably would cry because they were just knocked over.
Right.
And he would say, you're okay.
Oh, you're totally okay.
You're okay.
My kid's behavior is normal.
And I saw him do this to 3 kids. And now in my mind, I'm getting infuriated because one, no other parent is stepping up to him and saying, hey, get some control over your kid and tell him to stop knocking down the other kids.
Right.
But I'm thinking in my head, it's not really my place to step in and say something because he's not doing anything to my kid.
Hasn't come to your kid yet.
What would you have done? Would you have said something otherwise, or would you have just been quiet like I was? Because I feel conflicted about it. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I would definitely have said something to the parent. I would have been scared that, oh, God, my daughter knows how I am. I would have definitely warned the other parent, if your kid does something to my kid, I'm going to be really upset. I would have said to him, you need to, you know, watch your kid, and you need to make sure he doesn't hurt other children. It's not right.
In the words of my friends Dos Effects, who are in my parenting group, Raven's parenting group, which is different from Anna's, I would have said, check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself. Right.
Right.
Seriously, yeah. I do want to swear right now, but I'm on the radio.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
Here's the thing with Dos Effects. You don't even know when they're swearing. Nobody understands what they're saying.
Yeah, thank you for the call. And on Raven, what would you have done in this situation? Would you have said something to the dad?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, I could be somewhere with your kids, and you see somebody do that once, I might have been, well, somebody said, what kind of jerk is he? But if, you know, he did it twice, three times like that, I definitely think I would have said something, absolutely.
Right. Lock that kid up. This is learned behavior. Right.
But you hear people say that to their kids. Hey, it's okay going to comfort them, but you don't let your kid knock down other kids and say, it's okay. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Anna and Raven, what would you have done in this situation?
Oh, by that time that third kid got pushed down, I would have gone to the dad and told him that even though the kid might be okay, their kid learning to be a bully is not okay.
Right.
And I wouldn't have stood for it.
Yeah, the problem is that it wasn't my kid. I was ready. I had it rehearsed in my head.
Oh, so you don't care about the community of kids, huh?
Well, if their parents are there.
All the other kids, it's not okay.
Right. Yeah. You heard what I heard, she said. She said, the rest of the world is their own problem. I heard what she said.
Mm. Anna and Raven, what do you think about this? What would you have done?
Anna, I prescribe from the school of It Takes a Village, and I would have let this gentleman know it's not okay. It's B-A-D. It's B-A-D. This is B-A-D. This is not okay, and someone should report you to ACS since your alphabet is limited.
You know what?
This is a lot of acronyms. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write this out, and I'm going to make sure that I completely understand. But overall, my feeling is that I'm with you.
Right. Bad.
Yeah.
B-A-D.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad. Okay.
Bad.
B-A-D.
All right. I was going to write that out. Take a little time, but thank you.
Thank you. And on Raven, what would you have done in the situation?
Well, I would have pulled the father over on the side and said, could you please take your son and talk to him.
Mm.
That's what I would have
said. What if he said to you, you're okay.
You're okay.
It's okay.
I would have said, I'm okay, but you're not going to be okay.
Oh!
Boom. Just
she
like that.
She sounded so nice until she threatened his life.